Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about WonderCon and all those reveals from Hasbro. Plus, I want to talk about what's going on with Star Wars and Disney currently, because there's a ton of stuff. So let's do it! Alright, so first I want to talk about all the Hasbro reveals that came out of WonderCon 2024. All those figures had been pipeline revealed previously, so in that regards there was really no surprise, but it was again the first time we gotten a look at some of those figures, and they gave us an update on the VC numbers and the pricing and all that stuff. So I want to go through that with you guys real quick. For the Black Series, there was one action figure shown, which was Hammerhead from the Cantina, of course, in A New Hope. We knew this figure was coming, but instead of just having this be a repaint of Doc Onda, they actually gave Hammerhead a different head. Apparently it has a longer neck and looks just overall a little different than Doc Onda. I think this is a really cool looking figure. It's tall, comes with a bunch of weapons, and it's just a really good looking figure. I think this one actually made a lot of people really happy. I didn't see any negative comments about this one. So yeah, this is really cool. So now we have Doc Ondar, we have this guy from the Cantina, and maybe, hopefully, they're gonna reuse this sculpt down the line for the mayor from the Book of Boba Fett. I mean, that'd be pretty cool, I think. So, and why not give us the Jedi that was in the Clone Wars Tartakovsky series? Because there was a Hammerhead Jedi running around in that series as well. So, yeah, why not use this mold now that you have it and give us some of those characters that we're still missing in the Black Series line? The Hammerhead is a fan channel exclusive. $33.99 is the price tag on him. And if you want to get him, the link to Entertainment Earth is in the podcast description, so check that out, please. Now, for the Vintage Collection, they showed three figures. One was Ezra from the Ahsoka TV series, one was Kanan in his Season 1 outfit from Star Wars Rebels, and one was Seb Aurelius, also from Star Wars Rebels, of course, in his Season 1 outfit. And this one is a deluxe figure, it comes in a bigger box. And so, yeah, so they showed those three figures. And if you're wondering what the differences are to the ones that are included with the Star Wars Rebels Ghost vehicle, that's a HasLab that's going to be out later this year. There are comparison pictures on all the Galactic Figures social channels, so you can check those out and see what the differences are. In short, they're all a little different. Kanan is probably the one that's the most significantly different, because the Season 1 outfit was quite different from the way he looked in Season 3, when he had, just a completely different looking outfit, basically. All the HasLab figures will have more accessories than the single carded releases also, so there's a difference there right away, but also the card back is different. Ezra from Ahsoka, it is the Season 1 outfit from Star Wars Rebels, because Ezra was only seen wearing that in the hologram very briefly. When Sabine pulled it up in one of the first episodes in the Ahsoka series. So that's that outfit. But this figure has a different neck or not a different neck, but a different collar than the figure that's included with the HasLab. And then Zeb has a different head sculpt. There's also some differences on the shoulder armor. There's different tattoos on the figure as well. So it is definitely a different version of Zeb than what you're getting with the Ghost vehicle. But again, if you want to find out more about those figures and what the differences are, check out the social channels for Galactic Figures. The link to all of those channels, Instagram, Facebook group, is in the podcast description. And that was really it for WonderCon 2024. So it wasn't a whole lot, but there was some. I mean, when you consider all the stuff that they've revealed lately, there was just a lot of stuff overall. So yeah, good stuff. So to sum it up, Black Series Hammerhead, and then three TVC figures with Ezra from the Ahsoka TV series, which is essentially the Season 1 outfit from Rebels, I think. Kanan Season 1 from Rebels, and Zeb Aurelius Season 1 of Rebels in a deluxe version at $27.99, so a higher price point than a single-carded figure. As far as store reports go, there is a new shipper that has shown up at Walmart. This one includes some Star Wars figures from the Black Series line, but also from the Epic Heroes line. Unfortunately, there is no TVC on that shipper at all, which is really weird, but it is what it is. The Black Series figures, though, which are included in this shipper, are really good. So you get that wave from the Book of Boba Fett with the Tusken Chieftain. The Pike Trooper is in there. And that awesome Mandalorian figure, the Glavis Ringworld version, which has the soft goods and is basically the best Mando figure that they've made in the 6-inch line so far. So that's also on that shipper. Darth Vader, the repack and A&H packaging is on that shipper as well. So there's definitely some good ones, but there's also some turds on there, or not turds, but some older figures with Mix Mayfeld is on there, for example. Plus the New Republic droid is also on there, which is weird because I think I bought that on clearance on Amazon, not last Christmas, but the year before, I think, for about $10. And here it is again at full price, $24.99 at Walmart. So kind of weird. But anyways, it's cool that, you know, something is happening for Star Wars, and if you've missed out on some of those figures, this is a good opportunity to go on a toy run and see if your Walmart store has gotten in those shippers or those aisle displays. Now, as far as Target goes, they have also gotten the Clone Trooper 2-pack with the Phase 1 Clone Lieutenant and the 332nd Clone Trooper. That's exclusive to them, so that should be on store shelves now. They also have the Phantom Menace Retro Collection set with those six figures, which is exclusive to them, so that should also be on store shelves now. Plus, they've also gotten in single cases, or maybe not single cases, but definitely single shipments of Darth Vader repacks and A&H packaging. The Mandalorian repack is also being found now from the Black Series line, together with the re-release of the Black Series Paz Vizsla figure in Mandalorian packaging. Now, Paz Vizsla, that figure has been out numerous times now, but this is the first time that he is in the basic Mandalorian assortment, basically. So you can build out that mural if you are into that. Big surprise for me was that I actually found the Epic Hero series at Target, because when that line launched, it was advertised by Hasbro as only being available at Walmart, even though it had already been available through Amazon and Entertainment Earth before that. But now, in addition to Walmart, Amazon, and Entertainment Earth and the fan channel, this line of budget 3¾-inch figures is now also available at Target stores. So go to Target on Toy Run, keep an eye out. And where I found them was in the regular aisle, so there's no special display or anything like that for it. And that's really it, all that I have for Star Wars action figures. So again, WonderCon with a bunch of reveals, and there's a bunch of stuff happening at retail. I have to wonder, though, because, you know, Easter is now behind us. I kind of got the feeling that that shipper was too late. I think that they probably wanted to have that out a week or 2 weeks before Easter, but that wasn't the case. And maybe that was never the plan to begin with, but it just feels like it would have been a better time to have that out before Easter. And the same goes for whatever Target is doing with their stuff, because they also put their stuff out after Easter instead of a week or 2 weeks leading up to it. you know? So kind of got the feeling that in both cases, they were late putting figures out. As far as shipments go from online retailers, Amazon has shipped out the Count Dooku Vintage Collection Wave. So that's Count Dooku, Finn, Cassian Andor, and the Phase 1 Clone Trooper. So if you pre-ordered those from Amazon, those should be shipping now as well. And then from Hasbro Pulse, they do have an exclusive set from the Black Series line with the Super Battle Droid and the regular Battle Droid body that has the C-3PO head on it from Attack of the Clones. That's also shipping from them. And that's it for Star Wars action figure news. The one thing I want to talk about before I let you go, though, is the crazy Disney push for Star Wars currently. All right, so we've gotten some amazing announcements over the past few weeks, and even just a few days ago, we're still getting announcements for Star Wars, and it's pretty interesting to see just how much Disney is leaning into Star Wars currently. It's really cool to see, actually. And so I made a little list here of things that I wanted to run down real quick, but when you think that we currently have Bad Batch on TV, right? I mean, we only have, what, 4 weeks left now with 5 episodes to go or something like that. So that's kind of coming to a close. But so far, I think the Bad Batch season 3 turned out really good. I'm invested in it. I like the characters. I like the story. And I also don't mind that some of those episodes feel rather slow because we do get 15 episodes, right? And so I think there's a little bit more time that we get with those characters, and there's more time to explore those other kinds of adventures or even slower episodes that those characters might have. And so I don't feel as weighed down by the fact that we only have 8 episodes and we got to get to the story, you know, and I don't have that with the Bad Batch. And I really enjoy that because I can just go in there open-minded and I'm curious to see where this is all going to end up. But so far, the Bad Batch is really, really cool, I think. Now, then in March, we had the Imperial March campaign where Disney and Lucasfilm, they had all these reveals one after another for a few weeks. And that kind of came to an end. We had the Empire State Building lighting ceremony where they had Hayden Christensen come out. And they had Star Wars toys on display. They actually had some Black Series figures on display. They had some Lego on display as well. And they lit up the Empire State Building and they projected Darth Vader onto the building and they projected Chewbacca on the building and they just kind of celebrated Star Wars, which was, you know, pretty cool to see. And on top of that, they also had a movie night at the Empire State Building where they showed The Empire Strikes Back. But honestly, if I would have been in New York at that time, in New York City, I would have definitely gone to that, even though I think it was rather expensive to attend. But I mean, there's not that many people who can say that they watched The Empire Strikes Back on the 85th floor of the Empire State Building, right? So I think that is such a cool idea and such a cool event. But yeah, I mean, that's another thing that Disney did to promote Star Wars, basically. Then, of course, we got the Acolyte trailer. We got the date. We know that there's 8 episodes. We know it launches on June 4th, I think it is, with 2 episodes. And we get the Phantom Menace re-release in movie theaters for the 25th anniversary. They're also showing, not in all movie theaters, but in some movie theaters, they are showing all the Skywalker Saga movies with all 9 of them. I checked here in the Seattle area. There's one movie theater in Bellevue which shows all 9 of them. And I think the ticket to attend is like $77 or almost $80 for all 9 of those. They do have an exclusive popcorn bucket with the new poster on it. They have a cup that also has the poster on it for the Phantom Menace for the 25th. So if you are into collecting those kinds of items, there's a little bit that you can go after. So again, you know, Disney is really pushing Star Wars. Then we have the Season of the Force currently at the Disney parks. Again, there's a ton of stuff. They have special themed nights for Star Wars where the park stays open longer. You need a special ticket in order to get into the parks and Yeah, you get onto the rides faster, and it's basically, you know, all Galaxy's Edge themed, basically. Plus, they, I think they have Star Wars themed fireworks also during that period. Yeah, that's pretty cool to see. And on top of that, they also have specially themed merchandise for the Season of the Force, and it also includes Star Wars action figures. And they're doing another six droids in the 3¾-inch scale, which are blind boxed in these mystery crates. And they've done six of those previously 2 years ago in 2022. And I like the format of that, and I like that Disney keeps pumping these droids out, because why not? I mean, we're starved for 3¾-inch figures, and that's another opportunity to add some droids to the collection. But my goodness, I am just not a fan of anything that's blind boxed, especially when it's exclusive to the Disney parks, because for the majority of people who can't attend, we're going to be paying through the roof for that. All right, well, but that's what it is. You know, there's six new droids coming for this season's Season of the Force in the Disney theme parks. They also just today launched three new rides for Star Tours, where one ride is themed based on some of the locations from the Ahsoka TV series, one is based on Andor, and one is based on The Mandalorian. So again, you know, there's more updates or more push for Star Wars. Plus, they've also released more merchandise stuff for May the 4th. So if you're into celebrating May the 4th, you can get, 2024 merchandise based on that. They have a whole bunch of sweaters and t-shirts you can get, and pins and magnets and stuff like that. Yeah, that's also a thing. So in terms of Star Wars, for the last few weeks, I mean, it's been just non-stop of news and non-stop of reveals, and there's just so much stuff out there that it's tricky to keep up with everything that's happening. But then the one thing I haven't even mentioned yet, and I think that was pretty much one of the bigger reveals, was that the Tales of the Empire is going to launch on May the 4th. It's the successor to Tales of the Jedi, but this one is based on the Empire. They said it's going to be two different stories told over six episodes. So I would assume that three episodes are based on Barriss Offee, and then three episodes probably based on Morgan Elspeth. And one, of course, is, Clone Wars era, and the other one leads into The Mandalorian and the Ahsoka TV series, I guess. So yeah, I'm excited about that because it looked really good. And actually, when it comes to animation and the quality that those shows have is really, really high. And so, yeah, that's going to be great. So I'm very excited about that. Now, keep in mind that May the 4th, we're also getting the reveal for the next Vintage Collection HasLab vehicle or playset or whatever that's going to be. And May the 4th this year is a big thing, and also on May the 4th is when the Bad Batch is just about to wrap, because the last episode of the Bad Batch, I believe, comes out on May 1st, so just a few days before May the 4th, and so that's going to be a really busy week with the Bad Batch coming to a close, getting the HasLab reveal, having the Phantom Menace back in the theater, having the Skywalker Saga Marathon in the theaters. And there's also going to be a apparently 3 minute long featurette about the Acolyte attached to the end of The Phantom Menace. So if you go see that movie, don't leave early. Stay for after the credits and check that out. So again, you know, they're really doing a lot for us. And when it comes to Star Wars, in terms of the amount of content that they push out. And then once May the 4th is kind of behind us, we have, 4 weeks to go. And then we're diving into the next Star Wars TV series. So yeah, pretty good stuff, right? So let's just hope that the Acolyte is going to deliver. And then what's going to come out later this year is Skeleton Crew, I assume. And then early 2025, we should be getting the second season of Andor, hopefully. Who knows what the rest of 2025 is going to look like? I guess we'll have to wait and see for that. But they do have D23 coming up and in the summer. And maybe we're getting a new, maybe you're getting a new schedule for what Star Wars looks like. I actually noticed today that Star Wars Germany, the official site in Germany, they specifically put out today a statement that the next Mandalorian movie, the movie, is coming out on May 22nd, 2026. So they have a very specific date overseas for this movie. I thought that was interesting that they posted that, because there is so much other Star Wars stuff currently going on that to make a specific post just about the Mandalorian movie, which is still 2 years away, felt a little out of place, but yeah, they put it up there. All right, but that's it for Star Wars. And I'm wondering, how are you guys feeling about everything that's happening currently? You know, I know, you know, we have five generations of Star Wars fans nowadays, and, you know, not all Star Wars stuff that's being put out is for all of us. But I think there should be enough Star Wars content, you know, for you to enjoy. That's out there. If you're a fan of the original trilogy, you kind of have the opportunity to see all three movies back to back in the theaters. I mean, sure, you have to buy a ticket for all nine movies and then kind of time it out to just go into the theaters when, you know, the original trilogy is playing. But if that's what you wanted to do, and if you wanted to have another shot at seeing those on a big screen, you could do that. I mean, it's good to be a Star Wars fan with the amount of content that we're getting. And, you know, I'll never take that for granted. I still remember those days when we had no Star Wars. This is truly amazing, really. All right, so before wrapping this up, I have a few more updates for you guys to talk about when it comes to GalacticFigures.com. So that's what I'll talk about next. All right, so GalacticFigures.com, your source for Star Wars action figure news and for, of course, looking up figures. There's been quite a few changes made to the way the website pulls up figures, specifically for the Black Series 6-inch line, because previously it was all split up into different years. I had 2013 going all the way until the Mural line started, until fall 2020. That was its own site section. And then the Mural line, which started in the fall of 2020, had also its own site section. Those side sections still exist, but now all the figures have been combined onto one page, which I was hesitant to do because when you have this many figures, and let me just take a look here. I think it's 750. Yeah, we have 795 figures recorded now on the website for the Black Series line. Now, it depends on how you count figures, but you know, Grogu is its own character for me. I've mentioned that on the show before. Porgs, for example, you know, those are all their own unique figures, and so they're listed individually on the website, so it makes it easier to look those figures up. And if I count all those figures since the launch of the line back in 2013, I count 795 figures. And so, yeah, I was hesitant to combine them all on one page because the Black Series is not going to end anytime soon. It's just going to continue and it's going to get more and more figures, which also means the page loading time is going to increase. And so what I've done is I went ahead and I saved all these JPEG images which were on the website and made them into WebP figures, which is a different format for the web, and this has a lower compression rate, and it's probably too technical for most of you guys out there, but basically the compression is lower, the quality of the images is not as good, but it makes the page load faster because the images have a drastically reduced file size. That's really what it's about. And yeah, it took me a little more than a year to work on that because there are just a lot of images, you know. Every one of these figures, so 795 figures, have seven thumbnails and seven larger images, plus all these high-res images in addition. So there's a lot of images on there. But the benefit that you get now of having all of it on one page is that you get an instant overview of what was going on with the Black Series line. And if you want to look up the accessories, I think there's close over 5,000 images of just the Black Series accessories listed individually. So if you lose one or if you don't know what character came with what weapon, you can instantly pull it up now on the website and look it up. And on top of that, I also added a counter to all those different site sections. So like I just mentioned, 795 for Black Series, but that's broken apart into the Archive line, the Carbonized Collection, the Centerpiece, the Credit Collection, First Editions, Gaming Grades, the Halloween figures, the Holocom collection, the publishing collection, and so on. All of those figures, so all those categories now have a counter. So if you come to the website and you want to know how many figures have they done in this specific assortment, you instantly know. The same goes for the entertainment tab. If you go there now and you want to look up movies for the Black Series, for example, you go to entertainment, you open the tab, you go to movie, you have all the movies listed, plus you have the counter behind them, so you can see instantly how many figures they've done, for example, for the Phantom Menace in the Black Series. How many figures did they release for A New Hope in the Black Series line? How many figures were there for Rogue One? And so on. And that was implemented across the entire website for all toy lines. And I'm close to having about 5,000 Star Wars figures recorded on the website. So yeah, there's a lot of data on the website. And I think this is going to make it a little easier for you guys to look up figures. There's also a more tab now if you want to check that out for the Black Series line. It's specific for the Black Series, but also for TVC. For Black Series, you can look up or filter by anniversaries. You can look up by character now as well, so you can see instantly how many Black Series figures have they made of Anakin Skywalker, how many were there of Ahsoka, how many Luke Skywalker Black Series figures have they released, and so on. I think that's helpful, so that's why I worked on it. And of course, on top of that, because you now get all the Black Series figures on one page, you can filter the entire toy line going back to 2013 by the head sculpts, the packaging, left side, right side, from the back, you name it. So yeah, I think it turned out nicely, and I'm really happy that it's finally live, because it was a lot of work to work on that. And so yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that. Also, check out the Vintage Collection on Galactic Figures and the Retro Collection as well. I've made a lot of changes there as well. And most of the changes that I've made for the Black Series line are also implemented on the other toy lines as well. All right, so that's where I'm going to leave it. Oh, one more thing about GalacticFigures.com. It is mobile friendly. So if you go to the website, you do get the hamburger menu now. And you get the navigation, so you can easily scroll through the figures or the filters with your thumb. But because there are just so many figures per toy line on a page that, you know, if you have a small screen, if you're on mobile, that's not the best way to use the website, really. And there's just no other way. And I've been thinking about this forever on how to break this up the best way and how to present this on mobile the best way. But there is just no way that you can display almost 800 figures now on one page in a way that you can easily look it up. So for the best experience, use a bigger screen, use a tablet, use your laptop, use your desktop, and I think that you'll love it. All right, and that's where I'm gonna wrap up this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. If you haven't done so yet, please leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're consuming the podcast. It does help the show to be bumped up in the ratings. And in return, it keeps me motivated to keep putting this show out. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on GalacticFigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.